A Madison-based biotech company that employs thousands of people will have a new owner. It's a deal worth $23 billion. It's Friday, November 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, archaeologists say fragments of an ancient canoe found in Lake Mendota are the oldest ever found in the Great Lakes region. And our politics team rounds up the latest news from the state capitol. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio, with dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who have made this journey possible.
Abbott Laboratories is buying Madison-based biotechnology company Exact Sciences. As Joe Schultz reports, the company has announced the $23 billion deal yesterday.
Under an agreement between the companies, Exact Sciences would become a subsidiary of the Illinois-based healthcare company. The deal is expected to close in 2026. Abbott says Exact Sciences will maintain its presence in Madison after the acquisition. Zach Brandon leads the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. He says the community helped Exact Sciences grow from a two-person team to having about 7,000 employees.
Being based here and growing up here has been one of the secret sauces to their success. And the fact that Abbott sees that, realizes that, and understands that that company elsewhere may not have found the same level of success.
Exact Sciences is best known for its colorectal cancer screening test called Cologuard. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Archaeologists have discovered even more ancient canoes lurking at the bottom of Madison's Lake Mendota. As Sarah Lear reports, one of those wooden boats is believed to be more than 5,000 years old.
Historians zeroed in on a shallow area of Lake Mendota in 2021 when divers pulled out a dugout canoe estimated to be 1,200 years old. Since then, the Wisconsin Historical Society has discovered more very old canoes buried in the same area of the inland lake. The latest discoveries came earlier this year, which brought the total number of canoes in the cache up to 16. Tamara Thompson is a maritime archaeologist with the Wisconsin Historical Society. She believes indigenous people used to stash their canoes for later by burying them under sediment at what was once an ancient shoreline.
What we're seeing really is a parking lot.
The latest round of discoveries includes a red oak canoe that's estimated to be 5,200 years old. It's the oldest canoe ever to have been discovered in the Great Lakes region. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin grain elevators are reaching capacity thanks to a bumper crop of corn. Corn production is expected to be 13% higher this year than last, thanks to strong yields and more acres planted. That's forced some elevators to get creative with storage, including piling up mountains of corn outside. Kevin Jarek is a regional educator for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. He says states like Illinois and Iowa also had good years for corn and are likely tying up the rail cars needed to move grain.
One of the reasons it's piling up is that they're dealing with higher volumes of states that harvested corn before us.
Jarek says many producers invested in bagging equipment this summer to cut down on storage fees. The savings could help farms weather the continued slump in crop prices. Every U.S. House member from Wisconsin has voted to repeal a new federal law that benefits Republican Ron Johnson and seven other U.S. senators. As Rich Kramer reports, it would let Johnson sue the Justice Department for obtaining his phone records during an investigation tied to the Capitol insurrection.
The measure tucked inside the bill that reopened the federal government makes it easier for Johnson and the other senators to collect damages of at least $500,000 because their data was collected by the DOJ. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted unanimously to strike the provision. On the floor, Republican Congressman Brian Stile of Janesville said there are better ways to address what he called the Biden administration's weaponization of the Justice Department.
That policy, in my opinion, the opinion I think of all of the members of this institution, is unacceptable. No one should be able to enrich themselves because the federal government wronged them. No elected official should be able to.
Johnson's office didn't respond to a request for comment. Political ethics experts call the Senate provision a clear example of self-dealing. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's been a busy week at the state capitol, but some of the biggest news involved bills that did not pass. The state assembly canceled votes on bills to legalize some online gambling in Wisconsin and ban the use of food share for candy and soft drinks. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer joined Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson to talk about the moves.
Anya, before we get into these bills, I can imagine someone saying, wait a minute, the legislature passed dozens of other bills, so why are you talking about these two bills that got removed from the agenda?
Well, a lot of planning and discussion goes into what goes onto the calendar. Bills do not end up on the floor of the legislature if they are not going to pass. And so there's all kinds of behind-the-scenes negotiating to finalize the calendar. So that means it is really unusual for a bill to get removed from the agenda day of. And it's especially notable when they are high-profile or controversial issues because so much more work goes into getting lawmakers on board for those.
And the bills that got pulled from the agenda in this case were not small. So let's start with the one that would have legalized some online sports betting in Wisconsin. What would it do?
Right. So big picture, all gambling is illegal in Wisconsin except on tribal property. And then separately, online betting has become really popular nationwide. Those are like the little bets you can put on football game outcomes, baseball game outcomes, and then also even specific plays or moments that might happen during a game. And there are big national outfits like FanDuel or DraftKings that make it really easy to place those bets from your phone. And Wisconsinites may have noticed that they can't even use those apps inside of Wisconsin. So this bill would essentially carve out an option for placing bets online, the caveat just being that because of agreements with the tribes, the servers for those betting programs would still have to be held by the tribes.
And there were two noteworthy groups of opponents to this bill. One includes those companies you mentioned, DraftKings and FanDuel. They're nationally known for online sports betting. So why are they against it?
Right. So those companies and others like them, they say they would not be able to do business here as the law is written. The systems would have to be owned and managed by the tribes. And also, because of state law, the tribes are entitled to a majority of the profits. So those national companies say that's anti-competitive, meaning they aren't incentivized to come in.
And then there are some conservatives who oppose it. What are they saying?
Partly it's just pushback on making gambling easier in general, but also there's been concern that there are constitutional issues, both state and federal constitutional issues. For what it's worth, the Republican majority leader in the assembly, Tyler August, he said he pulled the bill because of other concerns from Republicans, although he didn't expand on what those were. He also said he thought he had the votes anyways, and Democrats also support this bill. It is bipartisan. So it was looking as though it could have passed.
Rich, what about this other bill involving food share? This was scheduled for a vote right after that federal government shutdown that delayed some food share benefits. What would it do?
It would prohibit people from using their food share assistance cards to buy anything like candy, soft drinks, and energy drinks. It's part of a big national conversation among conservatives who have been and still claim that people getting food assistance shouldn't be able to buy junk food with taxpayer money.
And so what were lawmakers saying about this bill?
Republican State Representative Clint Moses of Menominee told me it's about making people on government assistance healthier. He used an analogy of a double-edged sword and said candy and soda lead to things like obesity and chronic disease, and many people getting that food assistance are also getting Medicaid healthcare coverage. So he said taxpayers are footing the bill twice. Democrats, who are very critical of the bill, say Republicans are trying to micromanage the diets of families getting this assistance. Democratic Representative Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee called it ridiculous and said he's not going to be the one to tell families they can't buy candy for their Christmas stockings.
So both of these bills on food share and gaming can, in theory, come back.
Anything is possible, but it's just not very common to see that happen. I talked with a staffer working for Representative Moses, and she told me there were a few reasons that the bill was pulled, but she said they're not going to be discussing what they were. She did say that they hope to bring it to the assembly floor later this session.
That was WPR's Anya Van Wagden-Donk and Rich Kramer speaking with WPR political editor Sean Johnson. Coming up, this weekend is the start of Wisconsin's gun deer season. We'll bring you a story from Wisconsin Life about the traditions and memories that come with the hunt. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story to kick off gun deer season, which starts tomorrow in Wisconsin.
As hunters flock to the woods for gun deer season, their days will be steeped in tradition and contemplation. For writer and forester Ron Weber, this time has always been about more than just the hunt. It's about appreciating the world and memories swirling around him.
As the sun inched up the horizon on the second morning of the gun deer season, I leaned back against a foot-thick white cedar, one of a clump of three on the edge of a mature aspen stand. The cedars offered me cover from keen-eyed deer and shelter from the light snow that had begun falling an hour or so before first light. I had first come this way in 1979 at the age of 15. The area had been clear-cut the previous year, and by the following summer, a sea of young 4-foot-tall aspen sprouts had colonized the cutover up to the edge of an expansive cedar swamp. Deer sign was abundant, so I searched for a likely spot to take up watch. The group of cedars seemed perfect, so I took a seat amongst them. It was impossible at 15 to realize how the aspen and the cedars would weave themselves into the fabric of my life. Over the years, I would return to this spot almost every season. I watched the aspens grow from wispy sprouts to 3-inch thick saplings, 15 feet tall, in a decade. As the years passed, the aspens continued their fierce struggle to get taller than their neighbor, ensuring that they would get adequate light to live on another year. Sometime during the morning, it dawned on me that I had been sharing this view with the trees for 45 years now. Over the course of the next few hours, one memory after another played in my mind's eye. One stood out, though. It was Friday after Thanksgiving in 2002. Members of my deer camp had spread out in the area. I volunteered to mosey around in the cedar swamp to try and move a deer or two past my campmates. It was a glorious day for hunting. Blue skies, a 6-inch covering of snow, and temperatures in the 20s. After weaving my way through the swamp for an hour or so, a shot rang out. Eventually, I made my way out of the swamp and came upon my brother Gary. He was sure it was our brother Jim who had shot, so we made tracks to his stand, the clump of three cedars. There we found him with a beautiful 11-point buck. In a lifetime, some days are simply perfect, and that day certainly was. One wishes they could bottle such days, and things would always be just so. But it is a foolish wish, because life is far from perfect. So it was only a mere decade later that I returned to the cedar stand during deer season. Not to hunt, but instead to leave some of Jim's ashes there, where for a moment, life was perfect. A pileated woodpecker hammering away on a punky aspen brought me back to the present. As I scanned the woods, I realized this aspen stand was nearing 50 years old, the age at which aspen are routinely regenerated by clear cutting. How many more years would the aspens be here? How many more would I? Those are questions a 15-year-old does not bother to ask, but a 60-year-old does. The sun was gone now behind a gray veil of clouds, and dark would be here soon, bringing to an end another day. Standing up to leave, I ran my hand over the smooth, stringy bark of the cedar. They seemed the same as when I was 15. The aspen had grown up and older, as had I. But the cedar, with a lifespan of potentially 400 years or more, did not show it. Someday the aspen will be cut again, and a new sea of sprouts will take root for the cedars to watch over. If it can't be me to sit here in the clump of cedars, I could only hope some other young hunter finds their way here and senses how special this place is. Whether they realized it or not, they would be hunting on hallowed ground.
Writer Ron Weber is a forester who lives in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Overnight, things staying dry, but it'll be cold with lows in the teens and 20s. Little windy tomorrow with highs in the 40s and 50s. Mostly cloudy and a chance for a little bit of rain in the north later on. Still pretty nice on Sunday with highs back into the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Don't forget to leave us that rating and review. It really helps other people find the show, and we love hearing your feedback as well. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.